Chapter 6, Flight Up in the Trudeau Lobby and Business Mezzanine. Andy Warhol's series of hibiscus flowers welcomes us up the flight of stairs to the Trudeau Lounge and Mezzanine. Again, we have the opportunity to experience the artist's playful response to a subject. Keep hold of the handrail while you look up and walk alongside the ocular illusion created by French artist Philippe de Caroza. Like a striped ascot floating in the wind, the shape of the canvas creates a dramatic effect. Echoing this shape and use of lines is American artist Michael Kidner. Both his undulating work in plastic on the wall and another work, a chevron series in bronze, feel like maquettes or smaller versions for larger concepts.
Above, British artist Rana Begum developed the idea for this commission while an artist in residence at the hotel in the summer of 2023. Titled Number 1359 Mesh, this colorful installation replaces an antique crystal chandelier and takes the hotel's collection further into the experimental nature of minimalist abstraction. Begum's sculpture, capturing pockets of space that appear to be floating, echo fishnets rising to the ocean surface. The beauty of abstraction, however, is that the artwork interpretation is entirely of the viewer's imagination. What comes to mind for you?
Tucked in the corner, you will find a very sweet little Pablo Picasso. Appearing to be drawn on a random piece of paper, I imagine him exchanging this drawing for a meal. David Hockney presents a pleasant poolside scene with his signature blue water swirls. Patrick Hughes plays with our minds again with this kinetic sculpture, itself a tribute to Andy Warhol, referencing artwork also in the hotel's collection. Around the corner, we discover one of the greatest art teams in contemporary art-making history, husband and wife dynamic duo Christo and Jean-Claude, both sadly now deceased. This artifact from the Lower Manhattan Wrapped Building Project for No. 2 Broadway, New York, reminds us of their artistic process, which included massively scaled installations as well as more intimate objects like this, created from the project's materials and sold to recoup on costs. Provocateur Damien Hirst is featured twice on this level. Facing the lobby, Cineol, a series of painted circles on a white canvas, suggesting pills of the day, and by the office desk, his Disney dislocated, a reboot to the well-known logo. Street artists, Deface, Zeus, Mr. Brainwash, are featured along this corridor, playful reminders of the collector's interest in art makers from all backgrounds using all techniques. Xavier Velham has several works on paper in the collection, such as those found in the gym, walking down the ramp towards the weights. Here, though, is a work of sculpture, a beautiful piece that captures the essence of the figure in futuristic sharp lines. Artwork by Scottish artist David Batchelor can be seen in the distance, a series of geometric shapes that are lit in pleasant colors. Personally, I'm a real fan of lighted artwork, and this one never disappoints. It's a simple, graceful work that is soothing and stimulating. At the top of the stairs, we discover two artists that connect the arc of the 1960s American pop art movement to today's contemporary pop era, Roy Lichtenstein and Mr. Brainwash. This placement provides a smart juxtaposition of a quiet work with simple lines and color blocking versus the multi-layered, many faces and images found in the original work on paper.